Lord Jesus Christ speak.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名见证。
This morning, I would like to share with you the message, and then remain to be conquered.
今天早上要跟大家分享的题目是未得之地。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 14.
请翻开约书亚记十四章。
Joshua chapter 14.
约书亚记十四章。
Chapter 13, sorry.
约书亚记十三章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Now Joshua was old and stricken in years.And the Lord said to him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remains yet very much land to be possessed.
约书亚记十三章第一节，约书亚年纪老迈，神对他说，你年纪老迈了，还有许多未得之地。第二节就是非利士人的全境和基述人的全地。第三
Verse 1, God told Joshua when he was old.
第一节神对约书亚说你年纪老了。
Not only Joshua knew he was old, but in the eyes of God, he was old too.
不光是在约书亚他自己本身知道他自己年纪大了，神也知道他年纪大了。
When a person reaches to the advanced age, most of us, most of them already fulfill all the duties.
很多人在自己年长的时候，都把他的责任都放下来。
So that was the golden years to enjoy the life.
那是他们的黄金年代来享受他的生命。
So some people describe the retired life just like a sunset. It's very beautiful.
很多人在退休的生命当中认为就像日落的时候非常美。
So they already give their best portion to raise a family.Give their best portion, try to strive hard to achieve something in the world.
他们将他们的生命最好的时候来照顾他们的孩子，努力为他们的生活打拼。
But when Joshua was old, God mentioned, remind him, you still have one thing to do.
但是约书亚在年长的时候，神跟他说，你还有有一件事情还没有做。
There is a land remain to be conquered.
那就是那未得之地。
We still remember in the Joshua chapter 1, when Joshua succeeded Moses to be a leader of the Israelite.
我们记得约书亚记的第一章，讲到约书亚他接续摩西的工作。
God promised that he is going to occupy the whole land.
因为神应许他，他将要得到整个迦南地。
And God said, "I have given the land to you."
神说，我已经把这块地给了你。
Even before they crossed the Jordan River, God already mentioned, "I already given the land to you."
甚至于在他们还没有过约旦河的时候，神已经告诉他说，我已经把那，过河那边的迦南地给了你们。
So, outwardly speaking, that land was possessed by a lot of different tribes.
而事实上，在那个迦南地，当时是有很多的族裔来占领那个地方。
But spiritually speaking, that land belonged to God.
但是在属灵上，那块地是属于神的。
So God is the owner.
那神是所有权人。
So God said, "I already given that piece land to you."
所以， 所以神说我已经把那块地给了你们。
But Joshua had to lead the Israelites to cross the Jordan River and to fight a good fight, to drive out all the tribes in order to occupy that land.
所以约书亚他必须要率领以色列人过约旦河，而且跟这些当地的族类跟他们打一个美好的仗，才能够把他们打败，得到这一块地。
Even God promised to give that peace land to them, but they still have their own duty to fulfill.
虽然神已经将那块迦南地应许给他们，但是他们还是需要履行他们的本分，才能够得到那块地。
After many years of hard working, Joshua had done most of his job.
经过很多年的努力，约书亚他已经完成大部分的责任。
But there remain a land for them to become.
但是还有一块地是他们还没有征服的。
We know, the journey from Egypt to Canaan actually is a spiritual journey.
我们知道从埃及来到迦南地，这是一块属灵的历程。
Crossing the Red Sea represent baptism.
经过红海，其实就是代表属灵的洗礼。
And then how about the promised land, the land of Canaan?
那迦南地那一块应许之地呢？
So what does that mean?
那是什么意思？
That represent the kingdom of God.
那一块迦南地就是代表神的国。
So from Genesis chapter 12 until Genesis chapter 15,
所以从创世纪十二章一直到五十章，
the Bible recorded four generations.
圣经记载四个世代。
Abraham,
亚伯拉罕，
Isaac,
以撒，
Jacob,
雅各，
and Joseph,
还有约瑟。
These four generations have the same goal in their life.
这四个世代他们有相同的在他们的生命当中他们有相同的目标。
To inherit the promised land.
那就是去继承那应许的地。
So when Jacob died in Egypt,
当雅各在埃及过世的时候，
he reminded his children, you had to bring my bone back and bury in the Canaan.
所以他告诉他的子孙要将他的骸骨带回去迦南地。
When Joseph died in Egypt,
当约瑟在埃及过世的时候，
he had the same wish,
他也有同样的希望。
To be buried in the promised land,
他也要将他的骸骨埋在迦南地。
So all the four generations, their mindset is, we want to occupy that piece of land.
那这四个世代他们都有同样的目标，就是他们要拥有这个迦南地。
They have been wandering around in the whole life.
他们在他们的生命当中也是到处漂泊。
But that goal never disappeared.
但是那个最后的目标从来都没有消失过。
Yes, we come here, actually, we are wandering around.
我们在这里也是四处漂泊。
A lot of people have been moving so many times.
很多人搬家很多次。
Some of the people, they have three children, and all the three children was born in different location.
有些人有三个孩子，三个孩子都在不同的地方出生。
But before we finish our life in the world, how many times will we move? Nobody can predict.
在我们过世之前，我们要搬几次家，没有人能够预测得到。
So actually, we are wandering around.
事实上，我们是也到处漂泊。
But as a Christian, we have the final goal.
但是身为一个基督徒，我们有个最后的目标。
And that is a common goal.
那个就是我们的共同目标。
The promised land.
那就是那应许之地。
A land filled with honey and milk.
那个是牛奶与蜜的地。
And that land is the kingdom of God.
那个地就是神的国。
So when Joshua was so old, God still remind him, he still has something to do.
所以在约书亚年迈的时候，神还是 提醒他他该做的事。
A land remained to be conquered.
那就是那个还没有征服的地。
You know, when a person lose the goal in the life, the person lose the dynamity.
当一个人失去了目标，他的生命就失去了那个动向。
When we set a goal, and every day we move toward that goal, then our life become dynamic.
当我们有一个目标，我们设定那个目标，我们的生活每天都在为那个目标来生活，这样子生命就会有重力重心。
If we have a goal, we don't pursue after it. Still, our life is stagnant.
所以，如果我们有个目标，但是我们的生活没有向着目标去努力，我们的生命还是缺乏意义。
So we have to set the goal first and move towards that goal.
我们必须要设定目标，而且要向着目标去努力。
When Abraham was 99 years old,
当亚伯拉罕99岁的时候
，Can we ask a person in 99 years old to do anything?
我们能够要求一个99岁的人去做什么事呢
？Usually we don't ask the person to do anything.
通常我们是不会要求99岁的人去做什么事。
But God said, "You should be perfect in front of me."
但是神告诉亚伯拉罕说，你要在我面前成为一个完全人。
In the eyes of God, Abraham still had a room to improve himself.
在神的眼里亚伯拉罕虽然99岁，他还是需要改进他自己。
And his room is his goal is to be perfect in the standard of God.
那他的目标就是在神的眼中，他需要成为神眼中完全的人。
So what should we do in our daily life?
所以我们在每天的生活当中该怎么做呢？
First, we try to understand the kingdom of God is from three perspectives.
我们要能够了解神的国。有三从三个角度去了解
，and then we know what should we do.
那我们就知道我们应该要怎么做。
The first one, the kingdom of God referring to the church.
第一个，神的国就是教会。
So when Joshua, God mentioned to Joshua, there still a land remained to be conquered. What does that mean?
当神告诉约书亚说，还有一个未征服的地。那是什么意思？
You know, when Paul was in the last stage of his life,
当保罗在他生命的最后阶段
，he was still very ambitious.
他仍然非常有他的野心。
You know, God entrusted him to become the apostle of Gentile.
神交托他成为一个外邦人的使徒。
He died in Rome.
他在罗马过世。
But before his death, he was still very ambitious.
那在他过世之前，他仍旧野心十足。
Let's see Romans chapter 15.
请翻开罗马书十五章。
The book of Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章。
Verse 20.
二十节，罗马书十五章二十节。
Yet so, have I strived to preach the gospel not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation.
二十节，我立了志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。
Verse
23.
But now, having no more place in this part, and having a great desire this many years to come to you.
23节，但如今在这里再没有可传的地方，而且这好几年，我切心想望到士班雅去的时候，可以到你们那里。
In the English version, verse 24, when soever I take my journey into Spain. I will come to you, for I trust you to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way with word by you, if first to be somewhat filled with your company. So Paul planned to preach the gospel in Spain.
所以保罗他计划在西班牙传福音。
He had the goal to preach the gospel in a place where they never heard about the gospel.
他有个目标，就是要去那个没有人传过主，没有人传过主耶稣的地方去传福音。
You know, in San Diego area, we set a house of prayer for so many years.
我们知道在圣地亚哥，我们的祈祷所已经成立很多年了。
Setting a house prayer here is not only convenient for the members to attend the service.
在这边成立祈祷所，不光是为了信徒能够方便在这边聚会。
But more important is, through a base of TJC here, we can outreach to the people in San Diego area.
最重要的是，我们能够在这边有个真耶稣教会的据点，所以我们能够向外传福音。
What does that mean? A land remain to be conquered.
那个还没有征服的地是什么意思呢？
Look in the big San Diego area. How many people has ever heard about TJC?
我们看看在圣地亚哥这么大的地方，有多少人听过真耶稣教会。
Or we should say, those who have heard about TJC, only very, very limited percentage of people.
我们相信那听过真耶稣教会的人的比例一定是非常小的。
So a land remained to be conquered means we determined to preach to those who never heard about this complete gospel.
那个未得之地就是我们能够立志要去向那些没有听过真耶稣教会的人来传福音。
And God chose us, and we live in different location, we work in different place, we make different friends.
神拣选我们住在不同的地方，我们有不同的朋友。
And everywhere, God have some entrustment to us.
那我们住在各个地方，神都交托给我们不同的责任。
When we set our goal, we strive forward that goal. Our faith become a living faith, dynamic faith.
我们如果能够设定目标，我们这样子生活，我们的生命会变得多元化。
First, if we want to preach the gospel to others.
如果我们第一个我们要传福音给其他的人。
We have to know how to make friends with the person first.
我们必须要能够先跟别人做朋友。
And the second, we think about what kind of message I'm going to preach to the person.
然后我们想想看，我们要用什么样的福音来传递给他们。
And the third, we will start to pray for this matter.
那第三就是我们要为这些人来祷告。
The fourth is we will start to change our life.
那第四个就是我们要开始改变我们的生活方式。
So the person who in touch with will feel we are good Christian, we can shine the light of God.
那认识我们的人知道我们是一个好的基督徒，他们能够得到我们的亮光。
So when we start to set the goal and move towards the goal, our faith is dynamic.
所以当我们设定目标，我们努力向目标前进，我们的生命会变得，我们的信仰会变得很活泼。
If a church, no vision, no goal.
如果一个教会没有一个目标，没有一个展望。
Everybody come to the church, only attend the service and give thanks to God and finish and go home.
如果我们到教会只是敬拜神，感谢神，然后敬拜完回家。
It's good, but it's not too good.
那是好，但是不是太好。
Because this faith has no goal, this church has no goal.
那么这个教会呢，就没有目标。
You know, when the church has no goal, the church cannot grow.
当教会没有目标，教会就不会成长。
So it's so important, we have a goal and move toward that goal.
所以很重要的就是我们必须要有目标，而且努力的向目标前进。
You know, God promised to give that piece of land to Joshua.
我们知道神应许约书亚那一块，那一块应许的地。
God promised to give this piece of land to us.
神也应许将这一块地赐给我们。
In this piece of land, there must some people chosen by God.
那在这一块地上，必须要有一些人是神所拣选的。
So if we follow God's will to fight a good fight, we will occupy this piece of land.
如果我们遵从神的应许来打美好的仗，那我们就能够在这一块地征服这一块地。
You know the San Jose Church originally located very close to Japanese town in San Jose.
我们知道圣何西教会原本是非常靠近那个日本城。
Yeah. And then.There was a senior apartment building, the name called Fuji Tower.
那他们有一个富士的老人中心的一栋楼房。
There was a member of our church living in that apartment.
那有一个我们教会的老姐妹住在那个老人公寓。
And,He had a goal. I want to preach the gospel to the older people in this apartment.
他有一个目标，就是他要将福音传给那老人公寓的所有的人。
So for a period of time, the San Jose Church had a lot of elderly truth seeker.
所以有一段时间，圣何西教会有很多年长的慕道朋友。
Because from that senior building to the church is walking distance.
因为那个老人公寓离教会只要走路就可以到达。
So because of this, we can see the church has many newly baptized senior members.
所以那个时候有很多新受洗的年长的弟兄姐妹。
We have brother study in a school.
我们有一个弟兄在一个学校念书。
He spent about 5 or 6 years to take a degree.
他花了5-6年的时间来得到学位。
But he had a goal.
他有一个目标。
He want to preach the gospel.
他要传福音。
So every Sabbath he had his own family service in the invite friend to have service together.
他在他们家去邀请朋友来到他家来聚会。
5 years later, 3 family converted.
那5年之后，有三个家庭来信主。
And he had many testimony to share how God worked with him to convert all these persons.
他有很多的见证来跟大家分享神怎么样来让这三个家庭能够信主。
And how many blessings these 3 family received from God?
那多少的神的祝福在这三个家庭当中。
And from the testimony, we can feel the faith of these 3 family together with the brother's family are so living, so dynamic.
从他们的见证，我们可以感受到他们这三个家庭加上这个弟兄他们的家庭，这四个家庭他们的信仰生活是多么的活泼。
So to set a goal, we must have a sense of responsibility.
所以当我们设定目标以后，我们必须要体认自己的责任。
And then we try to move toward that goal.
所以我们就能够试着去朝向目标努力。
So this is the first unconquered day.
这个就是第一个能够第一个还没有征服的之地。
Referring to a church.
就是教会。
Try to have evangelical outreach.
所以我们要试着去从教会当作据点来向外去传福音。
TJCC in London.
在这耶稣教会在伦敦。
For a period of time, every Sabbath, after the Sabbath service, they will organize a team to sing the hymn.In the exit of the subway.
在伦敦的教会，有一段时间，在安息日聚会完之后，成立了一组人，在地下铁道 入口的地方，在那边唱诗传福音。
And distribute the flyer there.
他们在那边分发很多的福音传单。
So a period of time, you can see many African origin members baptized into the church.
在那个时候，有很多英国英属的弟兄姐妹在那边受洗。
So,
美属
African
是那个非洲的人在那边得到福音受洗。
The peace of land, the second referring to our family.
第二个未得之地第二个是代表我们的家庭。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 101.
请翻开诗篇101篇。
Psalm chapter 101.
诗篇101篇。
Verse 2.
第二节。
I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart.
第二节，我要用智慧行完全的道。你几时到我这里来呢？我要存完全的心行在我家中。
This psalm was written by David.
这个诗篇是大卫所写的。
And David was a king.
大卫是一个王。
But you can see from this psalm, David cared about his family very much.
我们在这里可以知道大卫他很关心他的家。
I will walk within my house with a perfect heart.
他说，我要存完全的心行在我家中。
I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way.
他说他要用智慧来行完全的道。
Family is a small church.
一个家庭就是一个小的教会。
So what does it mean a land remained to be conquered?
那个家庭也是一个未得之地是什么意思呢？
Because some of our family are not baptized yet.
因为有些家人还没有受洗。
Some are our parents, some are our children, some are our siblings.
有的是父母，或者子女，或者是兄弟姐妹。
Those who are not baptized is an unconquered land.
他们还没有受洗，就是一个未得之地。
Maybe out of 10 people, 8 already baptized, but 2 are not baptized.
可能十个当中有8个受洗，还有两个还没有受洗。
And that too is a land remained to be conquered.
那两个还没有受洗的家人就是一个未得之地。
And you know you heard about testimony. There was an elderly sister after the baptism. She testified.
有一位长老他的姐妹受洗，然后受洗之后他做见证。
She mentioned the reason she was baptized because of her grandson.
他说他会受洗是因为他的孙子。
She loved her grandson very much.
他很爱他的孙子。
Spend a lot of time to take care of them.
照顾他花很多时间照顾那个孙子。
And the grandson always reminds the grandma, "We are going to heaven. You cannot be there."
那个孙子常常提醒那个祖母说，我们要去天国，你也要去吗
？Because you are not baptized yet.
他说你不能去，因为你还没有受洗。
So because the grandchildren always remind the grandma said, "Okay, I'm going to follow you to the church."
所以那个祖母就说，好，我要跟着你去教会，去受洗，去天国。
Her son knew that it's difficult for him to bring the mother to the church.
那个爸爸他知道很难去说服他的妈妈去信主。
So this elderly member's son used his children to bring his mother to church.
所以这位长老的啊，这位长老的妹妹的孩儿子，他知道
elder
这位
年长，
这位年长的姐
Sister.
姐妹啊，他的儿子知道很难去让他信主，可是他的儿子却让他的孙子来带领这个祖母去信主。
哦、so eventually, she was baptized.
所以终于这个祖母也受洗了。
And right now, this sister tried to bring her husband to the church.
然后这位年长的祖母就带领他的先生来信主。
So the whole family, you can see when the family members start trying to bring a member to the church, all of a sudden the member's faith becomes strong.
我们知道在家庭当中，如果能够带家人去信主，突然间家里的信仰变得很坚固。
We have to set example for the family member to be impressed, to be moved.
所以首先我们必须要能够做一个好榜样，所以来感动我们的家人。
And the second, we have to pray for them.
第二个，我们必须要为他们祷告。
And the third, we try our best to preach to them.
那第三就是我们尽可能的来传福音给他们。
When we try to pursue this goal, all of a sudden, you see our faith is living.
当我们这样子做的时候，我们会突然发现我们的信仰非常的活泼。
A family without spiritual goal, a lot of times the family just, the faith is just lukewarm.
当我们没有这样子设定目标，有时候我们会发现我们家庭中的信仰是不冷不热的。
Yes, we do think the love of God.
是的，我们是爱主的。
But when we don't take any action to repay God's love, our faith is lukewarm.
当我们没有花时间来回报主的爱，我们信仰是不冷不热。
Sometimes even the whole family baptized in the church.
甚至于有时候全家都信主。
But not whole family the faith is active.
但不一定是每个家庭的成员的信仰是非常活泼。
So what is the land remain to be conquered?
那怎么样说那个未得之地还是一样是没有被征服。
When our family members, the faith are inactive.
如果我们家庭的成员他们的信仰是不活泼的。
That is a piece of land remain to be conquered.
那也是一块未得之地。
I heard a sister testify.
我听过姐妹的见证。
She had a son was very successful in the world.
她的儿子在社会上非常成功。
But did not come to church for a long time.
但是没有来教会很久了。
And this sister prayed for her son about 6 years, every morning fast and pray for 6 years.
这个姊妹为她的孩子每天早上祷告六年，禁食祷告六年。
And after 6 years,
六年之后，
the son has some problem.
那个孩子有些问题。
And because the problem was unable to resolve, so they don't come back to the church.
因为那个问题他自己没有办法解决，所以回来教会。
And then pray to God, and God help her son to resolve the problem.
那他回来祷告，神帮助他解决了问题。
And then the son regained the faith.
那之后那个儿子就信仰重新复兴。
So when the mother fast and pray for 6 years,
当一个妈妈为孩子六年禁食祷告，
you can see the faith keep on climbing up.
那她的信仰就是一直在往上成长，
become stronger and stronger.
变成她的信仰非常的越来越坚强。
So when there is a goal, we pursue after that goal, our faith is improving.
当我们有目标，我们向目标努力前进的时候，我们的信仰会跟着一起成长。
But all the family members are being blessed by God in a very peaceful life. That is the most dangerous situation sometimes in our spiritual life.
在我们的属灵生活当中，如果我们家人每个人都得到非常丰盛的恩典跟祝福，有时候是非常危险的。
Because our faith tend to become lukewarm.
那个因为那个状况，有可能我们的信仰就变成不冷不热。
The third one, then we meant to be conquered, referring to our own heart.
那第三个未得之地是在谈到我们自己的心。
Let's turn to the same book of Joshua.
请翻开约书亚记。
Joshua chapter 14.
十四章。
Chapter 14 starts from 6.
第六节。
Right now, Caleb come to see Joshua.
那时候基尼西来。
Caleb.
加勒。加勒来来见约书亚。
And he requests Joshua to let him conquer a piece of land.
那时候加勒要求约书亚让他去征服一块地。
In the end of verse 10, Caleb was 85 years old.
在第十节的后面，那个时候加勒已经85岁了。
And if we read the verse 12.
我们看十二节。
Joshua chapter 14, verse 12.
约书亚记十四章十二节。求你将神那日应许我的这三地给我，那里有亚纳族人，并宽大坚固的城，你也曾听见了。或者神照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。
Here Joshua mentioned about a tribe called Anakim.
在那里有一个族裔叫做亚纳族。
And then Anakim was very strong.
那亚纳族的人非常的强壮。
Even in the book of Numbers, they quote the Anakim was so strong, so we were unable to conquer that piece of land.
所以那个时候他们知道说亚纳族人那么强大，他们可能没办法征服。
But Caleb, after 45 years later,
但是在四十五年之后的加勒
，He was still very confident we were able to drive this tribe out.
加勒他在四十五年之后，他还是有非常坚强的信心，知道说他可以征服这个亚纳族人。
You know that piece of land, the kingdom of God, referring to our heart.
我们知道那一块地就是我们的内心。
Our heart has many different kind of desire.
我们的心有很多的欲望。
A lot of them are bad desire, evil desire.
有些欲望是不好的，是邪恶的。
Sinful desire.
是非常带罪性的。
It is as strong as the Amalekim.
那种带罪性的，就像亚纳族人那么样子的强大。
Without God's help, you cannot drive it out.
没有神的帮助，我们是没有办法打败这个这种欲望。
If we let the evil desire coexist with us,
如果我们让这个不好的、邪恶的欲望也存在我们的内心
，One day that evil desire will defeat us.
有一天，这个邪恶的欲望会来打败我们。
We will be dead spiritually.
我们在属灵上就会死掉。
So what is the land remain to be conquered?
所以怎么样才说我们内心的那一块未得之地呢
?When we look at ourselves,
如果我们来省察我们自己
,any bad character, bad habit, and evil desire had to be eliminated.
我们不好的个性、不好的欲望或者不好的行为，我们都必须要能够征服。
When we set a goal, we pray hard.
当我们设定目标，我们必须要努力的祷告。
Our spirituality is improving.
我们的属灵，我们的灵性就会进步。
Our faith is dynamic.
我们的信仰就会活泼。
What we are afraid of the most is we have no goal.
最怕的就是我们没有目标。
We feel I'm okay.
我们认为我们已经很知足。
Well, I'm pretty good already.
我们已经很好了。
When we satisfied with the status quo, our spirituality will decline.
如果我们对现状自满，我们的灵性就会退步。
So there is a land remain to be conquered with three meaning.
所以那个未征服之地有三个意义。
For the church,
就对教会。
We have to set a goal for evangelical outreach.
对教会，我们必须要设定目标来向外传福音。
For the family,
对家庭。
We have to set a goal to reclaim the faith of the whole family.
我们要设定目标来来复兴我们家人的信仰。
To convert every family member to the Lord.
来让我们家的每一个人都能够来信靠主。
To ourselves.
对我们自己
we have to set a goal to drive out all the evil desire, all the bad habit and lifestyle.
我们必须要设定目标来去除我们不好邪恶的欲望，不好的习惯，还有不好的生活方式。
And when we conquer the land,
当我们征服了这一块未得之地
the kingdom of God will 100% fully fulfilled in our heart, in our family.In our church.
那么当我们征服了这个未得之地，我们神的国就会在我们的内心，我们的家庭，我们的教会来实现。
And that is righteousness, peace, and joy.
那就是公义、和平和喜乐。
And that is the peace of land God promised to give to us.
那就是神应许我们得到的这一块地。
But we have strive hard to pursue it.
那我们必须要很努力的去去得到这一块地。
来声音，
请唱诗200首。
Thank you.
Let's pray. God strengthen every one of us.
求主耶稣啊的
strengthen everyone.
求主耶稣赏赐属灵的力量给每一位。
Our inner man can be strong.
让我们内在的自我能够很坚强。
So we can fight a good fight for the Lord.
所以我们能够为主来打美好的仗。
And the strength of the inner man comes from the power of the Holy Spirit.
那我们内心能够坚强是从圣灵来的。
So praying hard is a way we can be strengthened.
所以我们很努力的祷告是能够让我们自我的坚强。
So in the last prayer, we would like to spend 15 minutes pray for ourselves, pray for the church.
我们要将祷告十五分钟，请为我们自己跟教会来祷告。
If you like anybody to pray for you, intercession, pray for the blessing of God to be their hand, you're welcome to come forward.
如果你想要代祷，而且按手得到福气，请到前面来祷告。
Let's pray.